speedbuilders.com. Now, May of this year, what were your duties and assignment?
I was assigned to the juvenile section, gang detail of the Santa Ana Police Department.
How long had you been at that time assigned to the juvenile area?
At that time, it was approximately 10 months I had then on gang detail.
Have you had any specialized education or training in the field of youth or street gangs?
Yes, I have.
Would you relate to us what that is?
Yes. In relation to street gangs and youth gangs, I have gone through 6 different courses, 4 of those courses taught and sponsored by the Department of Justice here in California. 2 other courses, one held at Santa Ana College that covered basically philosophy and behavior of gang members, as did the other ones, and also another gang course, a week-long course, held at the Los Angeles Sheriff's Academy.
Do you belong to any associations dealing with gangs?
Yes, I do.
What is that?
I belong to the Orange County Gang Investigations Association and also to the California State Prison System.
Gang Task Force?
Yes, Gang Task Force.
Do you read any periodicals dealing with youth gangs?
Yes, I do.
What are those?
Those would range from articles that appear in the FBI magazine to articles which come out in Chicano News. There is another magazine or periodical that is called Teen Angel, Lowrider, that has various gang articles and various...
Some of these periodicals, do they cater to gang members?
Primarily they do to gang members, yes.
Now, as police officers, were you in patrol?
Yes, I was.
Were you also in investigation?
Yes.
And in patrol, you were in uniform, right?
Yes.
And in gang detail, were you in uniform there?
No.
Okay, now were you an investigator in any other area besides gangs?
No.
Sir, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the city of Santa Ana.
And did you grow up in any specific gang territory?
Yes, I did.
Which gang territory?
At that time, it was claimed... It was really on the border of Delhi and a gang which was known as Cross Warner at that time.
And is there still a gang in that area, Cross Warner?
Cross Warner has pretty much died down. There is... In that area now, it is primarily claimed by the Loper Gang and also borders very closely to Delhi Gang.
How long did you live in that area?
12 years.
Did you go to high school with gang members?
Yes, I did.
Now, during your term as a police officer, have you had conversations, daily conversations, with gang members?
Yes, numerous conversations.
Have you been involved in cases involving gang homicides?
Yes, also numerous gang cases and gang homicides.
What has been your current contact with the Loper Gang?
There has been many contacts with numerous Loper Gang members, ranging from filling out a field interview card on the street to in-depth interviews reference different crimes.
And do you have in-depth interviews with people that, well, gang members of the Lopers that aren't actually suspected of being engaged in that crime?
Yes.
How about the Delhi Gang? What has been your contact with the Delhi Gang?
The same as with the Loper Gang. From talking to them out on the street to full in-depth interviews regarding crimes or just gang information.
In gathering information, is that when you are actively investigating a case? Is that normally why you do it?
Normally, yes.
How do gang members identify themselves?
There is a variety of ways that they will identify themselves. One and probably the most common way is tattoos. They will tattoo parts of their bodies or all of their bodies with numerous tattoos. They will claim membership as a form of identification. They will spray paint graffiti on walls or anything else that happened to be around where they hang out.
Now, in your experience as an officer, have you had conversations with different gang members, and they actually claim to you to be from certain gangs?
Yes, numerous times.
Are you familiar with the different types of Loper tattoos?
Yes, I am.
What are they generally? Can you describe them?
There is 2 that are more common among the Loper gang members. One that is very common is the letters LPS as an abbreviation for their gang name, Lopers. That will be tattooed either... One common place is on their finger, right along the sides of their fingers, mainly on their middle fingers, or could be on their arms, their back, their stomach. The other tattoo is writing out the whole word, Lopers.
Is there such thing as a sign?
Yes, there is.
What is the sign for Lopers, or is there more than one?
I have seen a couple. One is by holding your hand, your thumb extended, as I am showing right now, with the index finger straight up, signifying the letter L.
Uh-huh.
That, a lot of times, and depending on who they are throwing their sign to, will be followed by a downward motion like this, signifying a gun.
And what does that indicate?
Basically, that they like to shoot, and that, from what I have talk to Loper gang members, just to show their manhood, how macho they are, also used as a scare tactic against the people that they are throwing their sign to.
Do you know Juan Jose Rodriguez?
Yes, I do.
Does he have a nickname that he goes with to you?
Yes.
What is that?
Coyote.
And have you seen his body?
Yes, I have.
And does he have tattoos?
Yes.
That you took were Loper tattoos?
Yes, he does.
Where does he have those?
Just from memory that I can recall, he has a rather large tattoo that says Lopers and Towner, which is a faction of the Loper gang on his back, and I believe he also has an L tattoo on one of his legs. Other tattoos also that I can't recall.
Have you had conversations with Mr. Rodriguez in close proximity to May 26, 1996?
Yes, I have.
About how soon before that?
It was approximately... Before then?
Yes.
Before May 26th? About anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks before the 26th.
Was he claiming any gang at that time?
Yes, he was.
What was he claiming?
The Loper Gang.
He said that to you personally?
Yes.
How about Victor Guerrero, also known as Oso?
I also know him.
Is he a Loper Gang member?
Yes.
And how about Francisco Miramontes, also known as Haranguez?
I also know that subject, and he is claiming a gang membership, Loper.